You are listening to Hovel Audio's production of Tender Warrior by Stu Weber. This book is read by Lloyd James. This book is 278 pages long and is divided into 16 chapters. This recording was produced in 2006 by Hovel Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Hovel Audio. This book was originally published by Multnomah Publishers, Incorporated as Tender Warrior, copyright 1993 and 1999 by Stu Weber. Recorded and distributed by permission of Multnomah Publishers, Incorporated, Sisters, Oregon. Please visit www.hovelaudio.com and www.christianaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Forward. Let me shoot straight with you. You are holding in your hands a great book. Tender Warrior is a great book because it is written by a great leader. Wherever Stu Weber has gone over the last 25 years, he has been a superb leader of men. He has led on the football field, behind enemy lines in Vietnam as a member of the Special Forces, in a growing and dynamic church in the Pacific Northwest, and most importantly, he has led his family. It doesn't take much time watching his three sons to realize that these young men were raised by a unique leader. Tender Warrior is a title that describes the author. You could drop Stu in the middle of a jungle without any tools, weapons, or provisions, and he would be just fine. That's toughness. But you can also put Stu into a group of people, and it won't take him long to identify the one with a broken heart or a broken dream. That's tenderness. The bottom line is this. Stu is a great leader of men because he is a superb follower of Christ. That's why I like to hang around Stu. I always come away with a little more balance. In a day like ours, when books written to men roll off the presses like cheeseburgers coming through a drive-through window, Tender Warrior is a piece of aged and tender New York steak, seared to perfection and sizzling with juices that confirm just the right splash of seasoning. Many men will read this book, even more will study this book, but most men will devour this book. Believe me, it's that good. Steve Farrar, Dallas, Texas. Chapter 1. Wake-up call. A man faces himself. The present time is of the highest importance. It is time to wake up to reality. The night is nearly over. The day has almost dawned. Let us arm ourselves for the fight of the day. Romans, chapter 13, verses 11 and 12. Phillips. How many times can a man hear a wake-up call without waking up? Some men, I suppose, never do. This man almost didn't. I've had two major wake-up calls at two crossroads in my life. Neither was much like the gentle ring of an alarm clock. Both were more akin to the crack of a 2x4 across the back of my skull. But I guess you could say I hit the snooze button twice before coming fully awake. The first call came in the heat and terror of Vietnam. I was serving in the 5th Special Forces Group. The last guy who had held my job had just been court-martialed, along with 5 other Green Beret officers who had allegedly crossed a few lines of their own, such as murdering a triple agent. I was the group intelligence operations officer. In many ways, it was a great job. The Beret's AO, area of operation, was essentially the entire country. I was responsible for briefing the old man, Colonel Iron Mike Healy, on the enemy situation around our A-team camps from the Delta in the south to the DMZ in the north. Very few young captains had access to the entire country as I did. Very few could grab aircraft when needed. It was heady stuff for a 25-year-old from Yakima, Washington. One of our functions was associated with flying the SLAR ships, Huey helicopters equipped with side-looking airborne radar. Used to locate enemy troop movement, they flew almost daily. Several of us officers took turns flying with them. On one of the days I was not flying, the ship went down.